Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 15 and today is Saturday, April 23rd, 2016. I'm your host, Lita, and joining me is, him over there. That's Stone. Hey, Stone.
Hey, how are you doing? I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing, I'm okay. I'm here. Yay!
Yeah, but remember, we're supposed to not say anything bad, so if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it. So everything is peachy keen. BlizzCon
everything is awesome. Yeah, exactly. But I'm not going to start singing. It's okay. But we do have a very special guest that we're very excited to have on this week. We have Aprillion from Control Alt WoW here with us. Hey, Aprillion.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on. I'm honored to be on the podcast that helped save WoW in some ways, or helped saved WoW for some of us, you know?
Yes. Yes, it's been a lot of fun, hasn't it, since when did we have Stone on back in, when was that, Stone, when we originally had you back on Control Alt WoW?
That was
about a year ago? Was it longer?
Yeah, it must have been at least
a year. I sent out my emails to for everybody. I spammed everyone. I spent 19 shows over the course of like a day or two, and that was April 9th.
Okay.
And I think it might have been a month after that I was on with you guys at Control Out WoW. Yeah.
So how many podcasts were doing stuff about the WoW challenges?
Exclusively? Yours. Yours.
In any way or shape or form.
Yours, and that's it. Yours.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. That's interesting. Okay, and, you know, the good thing, the reason that we've got Aprillion here is because, one, yes, with Control Alt WoW helping get Stone and the website and all the challenges back into, you know, giving it a good go. And plus, Aprillion's a big player of challenge tunes now, so... So we're really happy to have you. But we're going to ask you some questions first. So what we want to know is just tell us a little bit about you, the player behind the character.
Well, first of all, I'm a, you know, middle-aged woman that plays WoW. And it's kind of...
Yay, me too.
Yes, because people don't understand it. You try talking about it to... You know, out to family members, even at coworkers, it's like, you know, like a weirdo thing. But I've been playing video games for the last 20 years. I probably played one of the first MMORPGs, including Sims Online. And I didn't play EverQuest, but I did play Second Life, which is kind of a MMORPG. Well, only if you're a furry, I guess. But we won't go there. But I have to say, I've always been the kind of person that played different tunes, and I've always been the kind that kind of jumped around. I'd had different levels. And when I used to listen to you and Rogue Slayer talk about the challenge tunes you had, I was fascinated, but didn't think I could ever do it. And once I've started doing it, I'm hooked on it.
Yeah. It's addicting, isn't it? I will totally say that it's one of it is one of the favorite things too. It's like, damn it, I will get through it. But for you, how long have you actually been playing WoW? When did you start playing?
I've been playing WoW, I'm gonna say since 2005. The late 2005, the beginning of 2006. Yeah, it had to be 2006 because we started the podcast in December of 2006, and I started around, the beginning of 2006. So, 10 years now.
Yeah, exactly. And so with the WoW challenges, was it listening? I mean, obviously listening to Rogue Slayers being always been a huge, you know, advocate of doing the challenges, which is fantastic.
But I have to tell you, when she first started doing them and talking about them, I thought she was bat poop crazy. I mean, you know, first of all, it's no big glory, except until the WoW Challenges board or website was really used. It was mostly between you and yourself, which is an unusual thing for an MMORPG. You know, most people want to boast, but it was this kind of, almost kind of monk-like thing, because you're over here setting limits for yourself that, you know, no one else is going to be able to go, oh, look, you did that. But you did, and you knew it. And yeah, that was kind of neat. But it just seemed too hard. But once I, you know, it's something that anyone can take up.
That's the good thing, isn't it? Anyone with any kind of play style can do that. So for you, what have you tried so far? So what have you, class, race combinations, and what have you found has been best for you?
My best, of course, is a hunter. I am big on orcs. I loved, but I do this ridiculous thing, and I don't know why, but once I get the starting area done, Valley of Trials, I take my orc somewhere else. It's kind of refreshing, because it almost makes me feel like I'm standing out, you know, like this adopted child in Brill or something. I'm undead. Or with the feeling clumsy and bulky around the blood elves. Over with Forest, Eversong Forest,
Eversong. Yep.
Yeah. So, but I have done Warlock, and I have done a Priest and a Warrior, and I'm actually finding two things that you will find. I urge anybody to just try a challenge tune, and you know. Two things happened. One is I found that I really like the warrior, and there are things about the warrior I didn't realize. And two, that I really learned how to play a tune, because you have to deal with just the basics. You know, it's almost like Survivor. Yeah. You know, you're dropped in the middle of with no help and limited tools, and you have to figure everything out and use it to the best of your ability.
Yeah. So, that's a really good analogy. I really like that. All right. So what have you done so far? So you've done some iron. You're running some irons. And you've done some bloodthirsties?
Right. I am doing a couple of bloodthirsties right now. My main bloodthirsty is my B-I-I, who you can pronounce B or Bi or whatever. She's a hunter. And it's been, even though I just had a death, she died last week. And it was a stupid death. It was one of those distraction. Oh, let me go get up and walk away from the computer while my Iron Man tune is sitting in the middle. I mean, my bloodthirsty tune is sitting in the middle of Southern Barrens. Nobody will come over here once you come back in.
Dead.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah, and I do something that horrifies Vrishna. I don't even look in the bags. I don't even take the time to sell anything. I just log off and hit the delete button and start all over again.
Yeah.
And it's for me because it's less painful.
Yeah.
You know, you're looking funny there, Stone. Is that something?
Well, no. I mean, what if you had a green that transmogged well, right? And then it sold really well. Oh man, all the gold you could have on that tune that you could use for a token.
Right.
I'm all about making as much as I can to buy game time.
So, oh, that's interesting.
Oh, I'm just like, just go. Just give me all the gold, please.
And it's wonderful that that's working. I mean, this was supposed to be the end of World of Warcraft, you know? Yeah. But it's working. Yeah.
Exactly. Hmm. Yeah, I must admit I admire the fact that you can just log off and just go delete. And you know, and then start again. That's no, for you know, we all have our thing that we do. And for me, I can't do that. And no. And I admire the fact that you can do that. So I think that's really cool.
The emotional turmoil, still looking at that tune, who is dead to me, is like akin, well, I was going to say it was akin to carrying around a fetus that has died. But that's really worse than that. I'm sorry. It's not as bad as that. I'm so sorry. I apologize to anybody who has had to go through that. Barbara Eden, I'm really sorry. But you know, that's when I can't stand it. It's too painful. And stripping her is almost like even worse than just, in my opinion, I am sending her on to the WoW Ever After with all the gear she has on her back. So instead of having to fight in Valhalla with nothing on but her thong and her woolly bra, you know, of course I'm mixing my
John. But I mean, that's absolutely, you know, that's a good way to look at it.
Dark Moon Fair bag and her 27 gold.
Nice. Alrighty. So then you said you had a death last week. So what are you planning on leveling? Have you rolled another one or what do you have got?
I've already redone her and I'm still playing her now. I know. I don't know. Do you guys play while am I violating any rule? Do you play podcasts?
No. I stream sometimes when the kids are not around, but when I'm podcasting right now, there is no way I would play any Iron. No way.
Are those CDs and DVDs, or do you have two tubes of CDs up there? Never mind. Behind you.
Oh, you're looking. Yeah, see, you're seeing stuff that the stream doesn't see because I've got a second camera that is kind of higher up.
So I'm just doing the same thing, and only the difference with I did do something different with this Bloodthirsty. Usually with the Bloodthirsty tune, I kind of follow the quest path. Like I might just go and I skip the boars in Valley of Trials, and then I go over to the Scorpions, and then I head for the cave. And I usually kill around the cave until I ding 5, and then I leave and head to Senjin Village. This time I left at level 1, and I realized you can get out the door and get over towards Senjin Village at level 1 and still survive, especially if you're a hunter. And just head straight for start farming linen, because that's my biggest thing. With the wild, whether it's a Iron Man or a Bloodthirsty, you have to get linen for the Dark Moon Fair. So I head straight towards those guys that's carrying those boxes, and in that cave, I can get some. Uh-huh.
Yep.
Anyway, okay. What's your name?
Nice. All right. So for you, what's been your fondest WoW challenge tune memory so far?
Every time I get one, well, two. The fondest one, the bestest one, is when I get them to 10, I log off, and I go to wowchallenges.com and log in my tune and see her name on the list. that's the best feeling. I made it, you know. And
it's green flagged.
Yeah, and it's green flagged. Yes. I don't have to worry. It's the best thing. It's like a self pat on the back. And congratulations and a confirmation that you can go on. And after that, the best thing is when I get them to 20. I have to admit, I have a couple over 20 that I barely play because I'm terrified. I'm terrified of somebody in the 20s. I keep saying to myself, I'm just going to get all the rest of them up to 20. Get them on the mount, and then I'll go and play with the other 20s. But I really don't know how I would feel. I haven't lost a 20 yet. No, I lost 120. But
okay.
Yeah, I think I lost 120. But you know, it's a horrible feeling once they get working. You feel like you've done so much. You know.
Yes.
Like it's a kid in college, and then having
it's something. Accomplishment. It's accomplishment getting up there. Yeah. So for you with. Obviously starting in the Orc starting zone for most of the challenge tunes that you've done. So what zones have you found rough? So you've done Orc starting zone, gone over to Brill and had some fun there. Yep.
It's, I like that, but I do find that some of the quests up in the Sepulchre to be a little bit... just there's a lot to it. There's a lot of running around, and there's a lot of mobs running around. You know, there's even areas where you don't think there's mobs. Like you're near quest givers, and there are mobs. So it's a little tricky and a little scary. And there's that big tall dude that runs around there that can, you know, kill you with one stop. You know, so that's the one I find more daunting. I find the Blood Elf very comforting, of course, unless I go in the tombs.
Oh yeah, yeah. In the Keller tombs, there's a bit crazy. Yeah.
Mm.
All right. Oh, so for you, what has been one of the worst or most embarrassing ways that you've lost a challenge tune?
I'd have to say this past one when I got up and left that tomb sitting in in
Southern Mountains. Yeah. I don't mean to laugh, but it's kind of funny. Just like, everything will be okay. And you come back, you're like, oh, come on. Yeah. Come on.
I have done just this week, actually. I did the whole the same thing, like the phone rang or the door went, something happened, and I got straight up and I started walking away, and I was like, hell no, quick run back, and I was like, log out, I don't care, you can just wait, people, right? I'm not leaving my challenge tune unprotected. Yeah. So yeah, I get that. So advice for anyone wanting to try a challenge tune for the first time, what do you think?
I think you should just do it. I think the very first time, don't worry too much because you're going to die. And just kind of get your ideas, you know, learning, make it be a learning experience. Try not to die, but I think that we have muscle memory that where we have learned that death isn't the end. I mean, in some cases, we've used death to our advantage. Who hasn't corpse hops against through some bad area, you know?
Wetlands. So, I remember having to corpse run through lock moat from the lock all the way through wetlands to reach the harbor before it was all sunken and stuff. That was way back.
Or when you've been flying through, like, where was it, Pandaria? And all of a sudden you hit the end of the world, and for some reason you die and end up at crossroads. How the heck does that
happen? When? That never happened to me.
Pandaria, and you ride, you're at Turnip Ranch, and you head west, and you ride and ride until you run out of land, and you get fatigued, and you die. Your body turns up in crossroads.
Wow.
I'm going to have to try that.
Yeah. I don't remember that one. That's a good one.
So now you now have to teach yourself, and you will learn. You will learn. You'll learn how many mobs you can safely take at one time. You'll learn to be ultra cautious, and you'll learn that one spot that you got to, and now all of a sudden you're like knocking your knees now because this is where I died last time.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a learning experience.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you so much for sharing that with us, Aprilian. We really appreciate it. And thank you for joining us today. We do appreciate you taking the time to do this. So what we're going to do now is we're going to go into our news in the world of Warcraft. Hang on, I'll do the bumper. Beep, 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 beep.
Because I love bumpers.
Beep, beep. Yep, there we go. That's all you're getting.
This is the only bumper we get.
We're all high tech and stuff. Yeah. So, Stone, what have we got? News. Legion launch date.
Yeah, they finally came out August the 30th. So I was absolutely wrong. By a lot. Yeah. I was like, listen, it was coming out June 30th, or it was coming out May 31st. No, not even close. And the EuroLeague date was supposed to be June the 30th as well, but that got blown away too. The only, like, I'm excited for it, but the only thing that kind of irks me a little bit, I guess, is where Blizzard had kind of said that that it was coming out hot on the heels of the Warcraft movie.
Oh.
And I don't really feel like August the 30th is hot on the heels of a June the 10th movie. I kind of feel like I'm not a pro, right? But I feel that it would have been better for the expansion to be coming out June the 30th, because then at least you get about 2 weeks or so, or 3 weeks of people watching it and being like, okay, like, yeah, let's get pumped up and go play, right? Yeah. But I mean, they know best.
Or if,
right,
they don't know about it, like, oh, let's go watch this movie. Oh my gosh, right, that's really cool. Oh,
and you can play right now.
A free starter edition or whatever it is.
A free starter kit. So they want, you know, wouldn't you want them to go right into Legion and not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah.
Because we don't want them to watch that movie, and then right now they would go into Warlords. Do you really want them to go into Warlords versus the new stuff? Considering how well it's... I personally think the questing in there was great, because it had lots of plots and all that. I think after the questing was done, there wasn't a lot for me to do. But, you know, I think for viewers of watching this movie that may not know, I would want to present them the best. And I would think that the Legion should be better than what we have now. And again, obviously I'm not a pro, but I mean, they know what they're going to do, right? And maybe they hit some snags and said, yeah, you know what, if we release it like right after the movie, it's gonna not work, and that would be a disaster.
And that's right? That would be so, almost just as badly.
Absolutely.
Good point. I mean, Blizzard has always said that they will release, you know, the expansions when they're ready. And there's been times when they've held off on patches and expansions because things weren't to whatever standard that they're going by. So obviously, you know, there's a reason. August 30th. I'm thinking a belated birthday present for me. So I'm quite happy about...
Oh, really? And when's your birthday again?
You know when it is. But I'm happy because I'll actually be on holidays. So, woo! Go me! So, it's exciting. So, I think you excited for Legion to come, Aprillion?
Yeah, I can't wait to get my wardrobe.
I know. So excited about that.
Saving
I'm
my
hoping...
seats.
Yes.
Because they stack better.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really excited.
Excellent.
I'm going to have to get myself in gear to get flying before then, at least try.
Well, you've got at least, what is it, about 3 months before pre-Legion. So the, before 7.0 drops.
Yeah, so I would assume it's going to drop about end of July, right? Or maybe August 1.
So it's doable, Aprillion, it's doable.
It's possible.
Yes.
A little pumpkin to become a golden carriage. Oh, sorry.
All right. Well, let's do site news. So now, Stone, what have we got? Max level flagging policy?
Yep. So, okay, I'm going to be the bad guy here, and I don't like being put into this spot, but here I am again. I got to be put into this bad guy role, and I got to do what I'm going to do. So basically, we've had to manually flag folks for possibly finding ways around the rules on leveling faster. Now, if we flag you, all that we want to know is how you leveled up so fast when we think you shouldn't be able to level up that fast. It doesn't mean that we're saying you did cheat. What it means is that we just want to know, because as far as we know, you shouldn't be able to. You might know a new way, and it can help a lot of folks, and that would be good to help folks. It would also help us to be able to not worry about other folks that level up so quick. I don't have any reason to put a flag on you just because, okay? Mm-hmm. So, but I have every reason to want to keep people that have leveled up and keep it, what's the word I'm looking for? Keep the integrity of the child.
Yeah, exactly.
Lynch intact. Okay. Mm-hmm. So again, it doesn't mean that we're saying, oh, you cheated. It means I need to talk to you. I'm going to ask you some hard things and don't get mad at me, but we need to know. And that's the only way we're going to know. Mm-hmm. And for the future, then it's going to mean that if we see other people trying the same thing, then it means that we don't need to ask those hard things to those people. Right. So, people,
so it's data, you know, it's data, a manual form and it's of me doing, doing data. It. Because, yeah. Okay.
And, yeah. It is what it is. I'll flag you to get you to look at the website and be like, oh my God, I got flagged. It's just for me to say, hey, send me a quick email, because I have no other way to reach out to you. I don't know you on Twitter. I don't know your email. I don't know you any other way. This is the only way I'm able to get you, right? So this is the only way I can say, hey, I need to talk with you.
Okay.
So that's, and it puts me into that position where I'm, you know, being the bad guy kind of thing, but we've got to do it. So.
Yeah. Sorry, Aprilian, what was that?
You're doing your job. It's for the good of the whole, and like you said, the program.
Yeah, absolutely. So if there's any people that need to talk to Stone, then definitely can get in contact with him on Twitter and also at email, and we'll give those details again at the end of the show if you're unsure how to contact him. Legion leveling. Have you been doing?
Alpha Legion alpha leveling characters. It is, I'm going to come out right out and say it. Right from level 1 to level 10, I'm going to say 102. Okay, it's going to be really easy.
Oh.
Compared to what we have now.
For an iron.
After that, then you're going to get into big, big problems. I know I have a lot of notes here, but I'm just going to kind of gloss over some of them. Basically, one of my things was that I rolled a Death Knight, and I was able to kill the Dark Rider quest, you know, to get the horse off of him at level 55. And for an iron Death Knight at 55, there's no way. No way. So the new way to do it, it's going to be really, really easy. I did try the Legion quests as a hunter, and I died really quick. However, I was level 100. I did try it with a blood death knight, and I thought everything was going well. And then I discovered the NPC that was with me actually helped. So he wasn't. So it wasn't really me.
You inspired him.
Yeah, apparently. From what I understand, the intro quest mobs do not scale. So they will be level 100. They won't go up to 102 or based on your own level. So irons can go in, get up to 102 or 103, and possibly do the quest to get into Legion. The other thing is target tapping. Iron Egg from the forums reports that, well, Blizzard reported now that 5 players can tap a mob. So if you go see a regular boar, okay, 4 other players are able to tap it besides you.
And will then get set up?
And the loot, no, the loot is going to be per person. So you get your own loot. So it's going to make it a little bit easier. However, don't worry about irons being able to kill stuff quickly, because we're still tracking killing blows, right? So killing blows will still be a thing. The one thing I am worried about is right now, pacifists do get credit for kills, even though they haven't really done anything. At least it seems like that in the level 92, 93 range. I'm kind of worried that because of this change, it's going to happen a lot more often now, and you're going to have more of these guys trying to run around and level up, and you're going to see somebody over there trying, you know, to kill a boar, and you're like, oh, that's nice, but then you have a kill, and you're like, I didn't do anything, and it's true, right? So what I've always told people is that don't even hearth out. Just run. If you see somebody trying to kill a boar or something else, run. Don't hearth, because hearthing is a 10-second cast. By that time, the mob's dead, right? So run. Just turn around, run, and run, and run, and then check your kills. That's just how it is. And it's just another thing that we need to try to work around. We have no way around it right now. The only other thing I think I wanted to say was we're going to be talking about the rule adjustments for Legion, but not quite yet, because we're not out of Alpha. Okay, so once we're out of Alpha, then we know things kind of, we know this is how it will be, because right now things can just change, right? They can change, you know, in any which way. So once we get out of Alpha, then I will open up a thread to talk about all the changes that are coming in, and to vote on some of the rules that are vote worthy. So what I mean by that is that there's a discussion about how many times you can change your specialization. Because right now, if we were to go live, you can change it as much as you want, and we can't track it. So it just costs you gold. So there's some folks that are saying, well, you should only allow only one change. And I can agree. The problem is, how do we track that? We cannot. And I don't want to get into this thing where we think somebody's trying to fly and we have no way to prove it. It's if Blizzard comes in and gives me, like I've asked them to, I've asked them if they will give me a way to track the number of changes, then we can vote. Then we can say, okay, you're allowed one change, you're allowed two, 10, you know, fine. Right. But if we can't track it, I think it's going to be wide open. And I kind of feel like it's okay, because when you get to 102 and 103, you are going to need it. And even then, it's going to be hard. So, it's just one of my typing skills. Sorry, Az. I looked over and I looked at it and I'm like, well, nothing was said why this is coming. It's for, and it's like, want to buy typing skill. Yeah. Me too. I want to buy a speaking skill. I would trade you a typing skill for a speaking skill any
You're
day, man.
You're doing well. What I want to know is, has Blizzard said anything about when beta is coming?
Nope.
They're still okay.
Nothing.
So
not as far as I know.
All right. Okay. Interesting. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for that. Now, Patreon stuff. What did you want to mention?
So yeah, we finally got the website up, and I didn't really make a big deal about it. And we just have a page up. There's a icon on the website. You can go click that, pledge what you want. Anything will help. Please understand, it is not, you do not have to do it.
And if we do it, do we get any special consideration? No, I'm kidding.
Well, as you say that,
you get red flagged.
We get one red flag reversed.
Oh, no, wait. Oh, my goodness. That would be horrible. Pay to win. That is pay to win.
Right?
Pay to win.
What is
that's
that?
No good.
Microtransactions.
That's no good.
No.
So if you do a dollar or more, we are going to set up a little page that says thank you for everyone that's been able to help. We do have shirts that are at $25, and I had it set at $25 because I thought $20 might be a little low because we're going to pay for the cost to ship it out, and I thought $30 was a little bit high, so I thought $25 was a good even. We are paying for it to go out, so if you really want it, all that you need to do is pay the $25 for the month, and then you can chop it out. You can set it to $1, zero, fine. But once we know that we've got the 25, then I will send out the shirt.
As he wants to know that can he get a shirt with Stone said my name correctly.
Okay. And I'm sorry, but I have to segue into that. Well, it's not really a segue. It's like a... Anyway, so... Okay. He told me how to say his name. If you're saying his name with the short form, it's Azzy. Okay? Yep. So, it's Azzy with, you know, A-Z-E-E. If you say it the full name, it's
Asylon.
Asylon.
Yes.
What the f-
No G in refrigerator. No D in refrigerator.
Asylon. Yeah. Azzy. I'm going to go with Azzy.
Yeah.
I think I like Azzy. Okay.
Exactly.
So, sorry. Okay.
Aziz, like from Fifth Element. Aziz Light.
Oh. Aziz Light. I was just watching that, actually. I love that movie. It's my favorite movie of all time.
Oh, my God. That's my second favorite. Willow will always be my first.
Willow
is nice, yeah. Good movie. Both good movies.
Okay, so you know, anything you want to pledge, go for it. If you don't want to or if you can't, it's okay. It's okay. It's just there if you want to. Folks have asked me. This is the way to do it. I'm not going to do like a segment on the show every week, be like, Patreon. If you want to come, if you don't, that's okay. I still like you. Okay. Okay.
Sure. Excellent. All righty. So state of the challenges, what have we got?
So, all right. So for Irons, give it to us for this week. Okay. Ready? I've been doing a lot of talking here.
I know.
Uh-oh. Is that Bob?
Come on. You can do it.
Uh-oh, I think Bob just woke up. Oh, man. Bob's going to start attacking my feet again. Okay. All right. Okay, so starting at the list, a bit frostier, rest in peace at level 75. Oh. Iron Tude reaches level 75. Strazi dies at level 79. Fated Ruin dies at level 80. Who's being on our show, level 82. Swagnala is level 84. I like saying his name, Swagnala. Miftiresis dies at level 88. Margot Monk dies at level 90.
Yes.
As he says that Strazi accidentally
dismounted
during a flight. So that's fun. Ironstir hits level 93 and Kalindril hits level 97. We could possibly have another iron. I'm just waiting to hear back from that person.
Excellent.
So, Bloodthirsty, we have Ash Mortal, hits level 31, Thran hits level 32, Bloody Stevo hits, can't talk, hits level 35, Heal Nova dies at level 42, and we have something from her later on, Xaya Blood hits level 45, Bloody Katang hits level 46, that is actually the character Iron Revenge, that was our Iron... Monk last week, I think.
Yep.
Bent Grinder hits 47, and Bent Grinder again hits level 61, and I keep getting this wrong. I'm pretty sure it's 5 Iron, both of them, who does a lot of Iron Man stuff. Pacifists. Passy Bro 2 is level 38.
Love it. Great name.
Aranella hits level 38. Island the Bear hits level 40. Bowie hits level 43. Varisana dies at level 43. Varisana. Didn't we do a Varisana? No, never mind. Varisana dies at level 43. Flower Child hits level 45. Hatoa hits level 49. Five No Harm hits level 60. Patchouli number 4 hits level 62.
Go Tuli.
Go Tuli. And Bloodless hits 60, or sorry, 86. And okay, now I gotta get this right because she told me this is how you pronounce my name, and she was like, "Stone, mm-hmm. Stone, let me tell you." And I think it is Tani. Apple Tani. Yeah, Tani.
Tani.
It's level 88. And if it's not, damn it.
You are so dead if it's not. That's exactly right. Wow, congratulations, congrats, everyone.
Yep. I just can't imagine level 88 pacifist. I just can't even imagine that. I haven't attempted it because I'm afraid that I'll kill somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard.
Yeah, I can't get over the pacifist. Like when we had Thule on last week, and you know how many he's running, and I kept thinking this week, I was like, oh, do I want to? And I was like, no, no, I just yeah. can't. So I admire these people who can get up to this, but commiserations to everyone that we lost. And Marg Hunts in the chat room says, I'll be back, currently 30. At the moment, he's leveling while he's listening. So,
oh well, I guess that's okay. To level and listen is okay as long as you're not leveling and streaming. It's usually a formula for death.
Right. Yeah.
But some people have managed to do it. I honestly don't know how they do, but awesome. So, anyway, let's go on to our host's chat, which is what have we done this week? So, Aprillian. What have you been up to this week?
I got Bi back up to level 8 because she died. That's the BII. She's very special to me because there aren't that many 3-letter names out there.
That's true.
Yeah, and she wasn't she was just a regular tune, and then I deleted her, stripped her, and deleted her. And she's become my warrior. Blood. Pretty good.
Yeah.
She's up to level 10. And I have to reiterate how much I love the Bloodthirsty because you almost feel like a drifter, like some kind of vagabond, just going over here and doing random things here and there, answering to no one. You know, I mean, of course you still have to be cautious, but you could spend a day just killing in a cave and like I did last week, just killing those monks, right north of Razor Hill, and you have no responsibilities. You answer to no man. Nobody's sitting you wherever. You got your little stick with your little bag and your handkerchief, and you're just strolling along. And I had a good time with her. I'm playing my warrior now, and I have to say I had a close call where I had a few people on me. The boars out by southern barons, not the boars, the gnolls. You know, when you're walking right after you cross the bridge, and there's those quests where you have to go past the house and the farm, the horses are on fire. There's a lot of this tall grass, and there's a lot of people strolling around. And I just happened to stumble over somebody else while I was fighting another tune, and that feeling. There's nothing like it when you're running and you're running. And the mob's portrait turns green and is not anymore. Oh my God. It's the best feeling in the world. Well, not the best, but yeah. That's so as far as challenging, I've been spending my time doing that. I feel guilty sometimes doing my challenge tunes because I know somewhere there's a 500 garrison resources not being clicked on. But yeah, that's. It's been fun and challenging.
Good. Awesome. So, Stone, what about you? What have you been up to this week?
I'm just...
Sounds obvious.
No, I mean...
More than just WoW challenges.
Yeah, right? I do other stuff, so I'm just thinking of what maybe I should cut some stuff because I have rage. So, let's first talk about my irons. I was playing the shaman, and it got him or her, I can't remember. Hello, Bob. Level eight to up to level 18. Okay, Bob, you cannot touch the keyboard.
Hey, Bob.
All right, say hello, Bob.
It's Bob. Okay, Bob's buddy. Uncle.
Bob's my uncle. I don't have a full beer right now, so I'd have to run to the fridge. Yeah, so I got him up to 18, and I ran out of rest XP, and I was like, okay, well, I'm done, because that's what I try to do. I try not to play until, unless I've got rest XP. Mount runs, Dragon Soul, Throne of Thunder, still no dice, because it drives me crazy. Flip the table. I could put the picture in of, what's his name? Of Dude, right? Because he's my favorite, and even though I don't know his name.
Alan Rickman,
that's right. I'm sorry, Alan. He's awesome. And there he goes on my feet. Yay. Okay, so it was about this time, too, that he started licking my toes. Great. Great timing, buddy. I'm talking about Bob, by the way, not Alan Rickman. We finally, as guild, my old guild, we finally got Heroic Arcamon down. So that they can get their moose mounts. And it does mark the end of an era, not an error, because I'm likely not going to be raiding as much with them, because I'm going to be raiding more on the Alliance side. But I did want to make sure that they got their moose mounts. Like, I already had one from my own run and all that stuff, but I this is something I needed to do. I've spent 5 years with them, right? So it's something that I felt, I didn't want to just, okay, I'm out of here, guys. See you later. I want to make sure, at least we finished it out. We're all good. There is some talk of mythic raiding. I don't know if we're going to actually do it or not. I'm not sure. We need 20. Right now we'd have like 10 or 12. Oh, Bob, here we go again. We have 10 or 12, and we'd have to allow other people from another guild, so I don't know if that would actually count as a mythic run for our guild. Bob, I swear, dude, you cannot touch the keyboard or the podcast is going to go away. so, I don't know. It's just how it is, so, yes, purr. Yeah,
there's the purring.
Yeah, he's a purr. So,
well, congrats. That's still an awesome achievement. Yeah, so congratulations. Yeah.
And for the players that were there, this is a guild that does not raid. Okay. This is just a guild that we like to raid, right? And that's why we're not doing mythic right now. That's why it's not all cleared, because we're just a fun guild. Really, really laid back. And for us to get this done, this was a big deal. And for a lot of people, it was a big deal. And, for me, it's going to be a little bit tough, because, I'm going to miss a lot of the guys, cause I do like some of them. Oh, sorry, buddy.
not all of them. Some of them.
They're all good people. Let me just say that they're all good people. I just kind of don't clash with them. Sorry, I do clash with some of them, but I think it's me. It's not them, it's me. I'm getting older.
Well, personality.
And I don't deal with crap anymore, right? So I'm just like, I don't care, get it off my... Kids get the hell off my lawn, right? Oh, is that going to get screwed up with the clean tag if I say the H-E-L-L word?
No,
I don't think so. Fine. Okay.
These are Alliance tunes then, huh?
The tunes that we are in right now. Oh, you do not get to eat my Smarties. That's why he's up here. He doesn't care about me. Oh. He wants Smarties. Dude, Smarties. No more. Okay, so the other thing, I guess, is BlizzCon. I've sat there twice. And, let me say that this is not a queue. It is not a queue to get a ticket. You can tell us, remain in queue, and you will, and you might get... hit one, but if you're gonna sit there in queue at 10 seconds in, okay, and then another person logs on 3 minutes afterwards and gets a ticket, that is not a queue.
It's more like a lottery.
It's kind of like a queue. Like, you have a line and then you let people butt in front. That's not a queue. I wouldn't be so salty if I lost the tickets because I didn't get in queue in time. That would be my fault. Fine. I tried both ways. I tried spamming F5 and also remaining in queue on another screen, right? Same deal. So actually, the one that I spammed F5 on, I actually got in to buy the tickets, but when I hit the thing to actually say yes please charge my card, that's when it said, oh, whoops, we don't have any more left. And I'm like, are you kidding? So it just showed that the one that I queued up with second got in first. And that's not a true queue. If it was a true queue, I wouldn't be complaining. Believe me. Because then it's on me, right? So I kind of, so right now I am absolutely looking for 3 or 4 tickets. One for myself, but there's a couple of people that would like to go. I would love to get them tickets. I do not agree in paying more than face value. And to be perfectly honest, if I don't get a ticket, I'm still going. Like, it's...
this gone. You can have just as much fun without the tickets by going to all the after party stuff.
Absolutely, yeah. And yeah. BlizzCon, Bob is just not giving up. BlizzCon, that's like the 6th time now. He jumps up the other side, comes around through the table, and then I come get him, put him back down. And he's clever, all right. AIE holds a guild hall, and they buy a virtual ticket, so people that don't have it can go sit in there and watch stuff. Yeah, and you know what? And I think I might end up doing that.
They always have a fantastic. It saves
$210 American. And for me, that's like $5,000 Canadian. I don't know what the hell it is. Right? So, anyway, so that's a little bit of my salt rage. Sorry. I think they went away from the one provider, which is great. And then they went to this new Who one. And I was really hoping they would have had a true queue, and they didn't. True queue is actually the name of an episode of The Next Generation. Just saying. So, because I'm a trekker. So, So the only other thing is that I was irresponsible and purchased a 980 Ti. And my other two video cards went into my wife's computer, my kid's computer. And so they can play faster Minecraft.
That's awesome.
So,
love it.
I'm sorry. I'm completely so done now.
That, Beverly Crusher, everybody was disappearing on her. What was the name of the episode?
Episode, yeah. She was in a warp field vortex, something like that, and everything she thought of was real, but it was not. And then she saw the vortex, was like, what's that? I don't want to go in there. And then realized, oh, that's what it would look like. Yeah, that's where I need to go. Okay, you just go. I'm going to think about it. I won't cheat and look at websites. Let me think about it.
Okay.
Okay, go lead us. So how was your week, Lita?
How was my week? Okay, all right. So what I want to say is normally with my challenge tunes, and I have to admit, Aprilian, with you talking about the Bloodthirsty, I've been putting off playing my Bloodthirsty. She's level 30, and she's sitting over in, I think she's sitting in Arathi, and I've not gotten back to her, and I'm now feeling a little bit guilty. So I think I'm going to have to bring her out this week and see how we go. But I have only played 2 irons this week, and what I had decided to do was I'm concentrating on doing the Night Elf Hunter. So I made the one over on Wormrest, and she went from 14 to 17. So she's sitting in Loch Modan, which is cool. She's over there. But I've not gotten back to her because I've been on my number 2 Night Elf Hunter that I got to level 7 last week after the other one died. And I've taken this one from 7 to 28. So I've just been playing her pretty much.
It's good.
Nonstop. Like, no rested. I've just been go.
Sometimes you need to do that. And you can
just
if you're in the zone, you can get almost just as much as you would.
Oh, it's flying by. That's the thing, is I've just been, like, I was playing for a couple hours the other afternoon, and I got, like, 4 levels, and I was like, ding, ding. I was like, oh, ding again. Wow, this is, you know, so it's been very exciting. But I took her from over in Night Elf area right across to, I ended up taking her over to Lochmodden, and we did the quest through there. Then I ended up having to go to Red Ridge because when I went over to Fastrider, the Fastrider Lodge, the quest levels and everything was a bit too close for comfort.
Right.
And so I thought, well, I'll go back to Red Ridge and just do those starter ones, you know, where you've got to kill the spiders and the boars and the flyy things, the birds. I can't think of what they're called, but kill those and, you know, before you actually get into the town. So that was fine. But while I was over there, actually, Mark Hunt messaged me on Twitter and was like, don't forget, go pick up a boar. And I'd been using a bear, the bear that I picked up, Grizzleclaw, the one in Lochmodden, or just before you get to Lochmodden. So I went and got myself the boar, which I got the boar that you've got to kill. Princess? No. What's the one right near the town?
Right. The one that you have to get the message from. That's Princess.
Yeah, it's Princess, yes. With the ring, right?
Yes. So I ended up, I decided, I was like, ooh, I want to tame Princess. So I went over there and I was like, tame. And I'm like, you must dismiss. I did concussive shot. And I was like, okay, I'm ready. And then I was like, you've got too many pets. And I went, oh, no. So then I took off and I ran so fast. I was like, get off me, get off me. And I got down to like 40% health. So that was like, belly grub. Thank you, belly grub in near the town. That's the one I meant. So I ended up getting, I went back and I looked and I was like, oh, okay, I've got my cat and I've got my bear, but I need to put one in the stable and then I can go. Cause I had two and I couldn't have more than two pets. So I put one in the stable and I was like, okay, let's go. And I managed to get Belly Grub. So that was kind of cool. And Belly Grub's been with me now since probably about level 16 or 17. And then I did those startup quests. I went back to Lochmodden and was able to finish the Fast Rider ones. So even though they were still yellow, I was killing them much better. Getting gear upgrades is also good. Like when you remember and go, okay, I just hit level 17, time to go get my vendor gear. Remember to do those things because it does make a big difference.
Where did you get your vendor gear when you were at 17?
I fly back to Stormwind because, oh, okay. I know where.
Okay.
Yeah, I went running all around Ironforge to find, one night I was like saying to the boys, I'm like, I can't find, where on earth is the, surely there's an, you know, mm-hmm. there's a leather person. And there is right near the bank, but that was the lower levels. I think the highest it went to was the level 12, and I needed the next one, which was the level 17. And I couldn't find anything, and I'm running round and round. And apparently, in the military ward, there is a place that's called Plates and Chains, where of course you'd have a leather vendor, wouldn't you, at Plates and Chains.
Duh.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, really? But I spent 20 minutes running around going into every single open door to figure it out. So whereas Stormwind, I know where they are. Like I just fly the extra to go back there. And I got my bows and I got my gear and I was like, right, go back to Lochmodden, do that. Went into the wetlands and I was like, kill, kill, kill. And it just was like the levels are pouring on. I'm just going ding, ding, ding. So that was awesome. I did all of Wetlands, got the achievement for Wetlands, which was like, oh my gosh, wow, that went so fast. And then went up to Arathi, but I was like, whoa, no. So I decided I'd go back to Duskwood, and because I still had the quest that, you know, that pops up that says, hey, here's your champion quest. Go to here. So I went and handed that in, and then I took up the road, and where that little encampment is in the fork of the road, picked up a couple of quests there, and then I went down to the one that's near Raven's Cemetery and started some of the quests there. So I'm going to finish those off, and then I'm going to head into Northern Stranglethorn. So that's where she is at the moment at level 28. And, I'm tearing it up with the boar. I must admit, the boar has definitely been better than the bear. But I need to remember when I get to Stranglethorn, yes, I will go and get the gorilla. I think Mug Hunt told me I need to get a gorilla. Because of the
buff, right? There's a king's, I will do that. A king buff or something?
Yeah, something. So I'm like, okay, I will try and remember that. So it's been good. I've just concentrated on doing them this week because I feel like the more that I repeat, the better it will be. So I'm going to follow the same path with my other hunter to follow that same path so I can get that ingrained into my head, which route I'm taking. But other than that, I did finally get enough mounts and I made myself a geosynchronous world spinner. So that was really, really cool. It's kind of fun. Thank you. So that's mount 280.
Wow.
Which is kind of crazy. I know.
Wow.
Who would have thought? Who would have thought? Is that meant? Sorry?
How many mounts do you have, Stone?
I don't think I'm past the 300. I think I said that I was, but I don't think I am because I don't have the 300 mount. So,
I have 67.
I'm close. I'd have to log in, and I don't want to screw up the stream because I'm sure it will. Although it shouldn't with the new card, it should not. I should push it. I tested it this week. It should work.
Yeah. We'll do it. We'll do it right at the end when we're saying goodbye.
Okay.
Okay. So it's amazing to think that we've got. When I got my fell steed, I can remember how excited I was when I got my fell steed for my warlock, and that was the obsession. Was I've got my first mount, and that was it. So it started way back then, but. Yeah, the Dread Steed's still my favorite mount, though, I must admit. If it could just fly, I would be in heaven, because fiery horse flying across the sky.
Yeah.
Warlock fiery horse. Anyway, I digress, as I do. Let's go into chit-chat. Here we go. Yeah. This is the part where people can ask us anything, questions about the challenges, share your tips and tricks. I'll just warn people about potential disastrous areas and quests, etc. So we got an email. What's the matter?
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. So we got an email from Heal Nova. And Heal Nova, you said we lost her, what was that?
It's a bloodthirsty, I believe, yeah.
This was her bloodthirsty at 42. And she writes, hey, Stone and Leader, I love the show and the challenges. Keep up the awesome work. You guys rock. Just wanting to let you know that I was the player behind Heal Nova who met a bizarre end at level 42. I was grinding mobs on a cliff in Thousand Needles, killing some snakes and scorpions. I had made several passes along the ridge with no problems, and suddenly two mobs into a new pass, I got stuck in combat with a mob shooting poison at me that I could not see, could not target, and ran out of mana trying to heal myself and died before I could run far enough away to get the mob to reset. Just wanted to let other players know they might want to avoid that area. it is either an invisible mob or a poison debuff that glitched on me. If it was a mob, I could not see it, and it was not letting me target it. I could see the poison debuff on me counting down and end. As soon as it ended, it started over from the original duration of the debuff and would count down again to zero. Oh, that's terrible. It was just strange. I had gone through there roughly three times and had no problem. And then that happened. Was really mad and deleted Heal Nova pretty quick because I didn't want to dwell on it after I made my new tune. I realized I should have gone back and double-checked the combat log. I will do so should I die again. But it's all good. I've started over on Soul Nova, trying to be the first priest to get to max doing Bloodthirsty. Ooh. I am really enjoying the challenge of it and the thrill of surviving each new level. It's amazing how many people think my tune is struggling to kill stuff as they run by and will just randomly stop and help me kill the mob and be off again.
Yeah.
Again, you guys do an awesome job with keeping the challenges going and the show. Keep up the awesome work. Wow, what a horrible thing to have to deal with. That's a terrible death. The poor thing.
Yeah, she probably thought that she could make it through, and then, you know, waiting for it to tick off.
Yeah. And if it restarts again, what? Huh? How does it restart again?
Because obviously then, if you're counting down, you want to get on your mount, and then you'd be just about ready to go, okay, click, and just it'd start. That's rough. That is a really, really rough one. So thank you, Heal Nova, for letting us know about that. And good luck with Soul Nova. Yep. That's awesome. She's like right back in there. That's really good.
That's what you need to do. Right. Yeah. Like if you're going to take some time, you know, just because you're really mad, that's okay. But you got to keep going.
Mm.
Right.
It can depend. Deaths all affect us in different ways, and you know, sometimes it is easier.
Don't feel guilty. It's your grief. Yes.
Yes. Exactly. All right, Aprilian, can you please do the number 2 one for us from Chris, please?
Sure. Okay. Chris writes, I'm really enjoying the Iron Man challenge. Currently level 29. I have a question about rule number 2. No gear higher than white quality. Does this apply to equipped gear or any gear? I am specifically curious about the Crystal of Insanity.
Okay, so you're not allowed to use items to help you. So I'd say about four or five months ago, I said that it was okay to use the glider. It was okay to use the Shieldtronic device, right? Because those things were white, and they weren't blue or anything like that, and you could just buy them and you could get them. But I was wrong. So we distinctly said, you know, you can't use anything to help you that wouldn't be part of your quest or anything like that. So this, the crystal, if you were to earn it, I would say no, but it's because, like, here's the thing. I think, can you earn it? I don't think you can on the iron, right? I'm not sure.
Crystal of Insanity, wasn't that from Timeless Isle?
Yes, and you'd have to grind a lot there.
Right.
Because it was getting, was it killing or was it clicking on the thing in that cave?
No, where it was killing.
The water elementals were.
I thought it was killing.
I can't remember. Yeah, I can't remember either. So, but well, regardless, I mean, it's still a buff. It's a buff you put on yourself.
Right.
Yeah, well, the key thing is how do you earn it? Right? Like, is this something that... I don't know. I said to him no, because it's a piece of... Like it's something that you wouldn't normally get. Sorry, no, that's wrong. I said that you would say no. I don't have the email here, but I said no because it's the same as using the glider and all that stuff. Wow, my wow head is not working. Okay, great. So I can't
look it up right now. Lyson and Yubali both say it's from looting the crystals in the cave.
Looting the crystals in the cave. You don't need to kill.
Yeah.
So, if they're listening, what's their opinion on it? Because I'm kind of saying no because it's an item, but if it's something that you can earn on your iron, on your own, I mean...
But it's an hour-long buff.
Yeah.
And it's blue? Is it blue?
Yeah, it's blue.
No, yeah, but you don't equip it. It's just a buff one that you click on to get the buff. So...
So, Faristella says you could get it. I just want to wait a little bit more to see if anybody else has anything to say about it. I'm kind of... Because it's not part of your class, so you're using something else to apply a buff to you, right? Yeah. And we've always said no, because if we go look at the monk boost is not allowed, right? It's technically an elixir. Why do you say it's an elixir? Because, does it count as an elixir? I would go test that. That would scare me, because if it counts as an elixir, then absolutely not, because you will get flagged.
So
Marg says that you could click the two by the front of the cave, but, the things inside would one-shot an iron. So I would say better to not use it, because you know we don't know if it's going to count as a elixir, because if it will, I can't change that, and you'll be flagged, and that's going to be it. You'll be at like what, level 92 or something, and you'll get flagged. So
yeah, it seems like worth it.
Which I don't know if it's worth it or not. So
So
some people here are saying I don't think we should use it. Err on the side of no for everything. Yeah. It takes up a flask spot, and the flask overrides it.
That's a good point.
Yeah, but does it... See, I don't care about that part. It's in Blizzard's end side, right? What does it count as, right? So.
Okay, so you're going to do a test?
I will test that. I usually have OneNote open, but hold on here.
That's right. I've written it down in my notes. Okay. I'll test it. Yeah, okay. I'll make sure that Stone does some testing about it. That sounds good. Alrighty. Number three, Stone. What have we got?
Yannick on Facebook sent me a message. Hello, I never understood one rule of the Bloodthirsty Challenge, and I'm going to paraphrase this because there's a lot of math in here. Can someone explain it? It is math. What is exactly calculated for level 11? So basically what he's asking for is, you know how one of our rules we say as a Bloodthirsty, you need to be able to kill a certain... You need to be able to have a number of kills by a certain level in order to not be flagged. You don't need to worry about the math, man. And that's what I said to him too, is don't worry about the math. Just go. Just go kill, and if you kill more than you're trying to do questing, you will never get flagged. Okay. You know, it's just, you know, there is math here. So if you were at level 11, 11 times 0.3, so one third is like a little bit less than 4, plus 11 divided by 20 is like, then the floor of that is going to be 0. So at level 11, you need to have like 8 or 9 kills. It's nothing big. It's just, it's there so that when you get higher up, we're looking for kills to make sure, yeah, you leveled up because you killed things and weren't doing quests.
Sounds far too technical for me.
But I'm...
Sorry.
Keeping the Bloodthirsty pure.
Yeah.
Exactly. But no, it's interesting. I honestly never look at that stuff myself. Like I just I don't know about you, Aprilian. I just play my tune. Like, I'm not even looking at my kills or anything.
So, listen, says in chat here, what if you only kill rares? We actually decreased the number of kills because of that. Oh, Bob, What are you doing over there? So basically, if you only kill rares, which I believe Brittle Iron was trying, I believe. Oh, dude, what are you doing, man?
Seems very complicated and long.
You get lots of XP, right? So,
yeah.
I actually decreased the number of kills to be able to count for only killing rares. So you should be okay. And that was fairly early on, because he was flagged for that rule. And he was like level 30 or something. And he's like, I'm only killing rares here. And I'm like, oh, I never thought of that. And so we changed it.
Yeah.
So it's fun. Yeah.
Okay. That's an interesting... I didn't even think about that for my Bloodthirsty.
Yeah.
I might have to do that. Alrighty. Now, chat room has said... So, Cashbringer said, I lost my first Iron Man tune this week. Shaman at 33. Oh, no. Onto a Hunter that's already 33. Wow. It's so much faster. Easier. Yeah. Well, grats on the... get right back into it. That's awesome.
Nothing, but I would suggest that anyone trying either Bloodthirsty or Iron Man for the first time, do a Hunter. The pet can make that big difference between surviving and dying.
Yeah.
Even if you get distracted, your pet will start fighting. And if you have, you know what I mean? You have a better chance of surviving.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. They're stronger than the Warlock. I really find Voidy, when I was doing the Warlock, Voidy was not strong. Voidy got pummeled, whereas the Hunter's pet still seemed to have a little bit of, you know, stamina with them, whereas Voidy's sometimes would just go, you know, dead, and you'd be constantly rezzing them. So, but I still want to get back to doing another Warlock at some stage, so we'll see how it goes. Diet Olive says, has anyone done a completely naked Iron Man run yet? Is it even possible? Stone.
Yes. People have done it.
Really?
Not completed it, but they've done it. As far as I know, they've because they're bored, right? And they're like, oh, well, these Iron Man, because some of these guys and girls are like, oh, we've done this so many times. I want something new, right? So what they do is that I'm going to do Iron Man, but without any gear on. And, there was, they made a big deal about, somebody made it after they came out with Cataclysm, they made it to max level completely naked, but they did die, right? So that was the thing, is that they wanted to show, oh, well, it's really, really easy now, because Blizzard made it super duper easy, but dude, you did die, so it wasn't that easy, right? So how about you try doing it without dying? Anyway, so I can't remember who exactly it is. I don't know if it's Lissan or Brittle Iron or Iron Worgen, I don't think it was Five Iron. Maybe Iron Worgen. Maybe.
I'm waiting for chat.
Sorry. Room. Yeah, I'm looking to see if somebody will say something in the chat room too.
Worgen technically is never undressed, so I could see that.
So, anyway, so yeah, I mean, people try it. If you were to try it, you would be on their list, and it used to be green flag. Because you're not wearing any gear doesn't mean that you're not flagged. So Lissan says Iron Worgen. So Iron Worgen has been playing for a long, long time. So he was trying to do the naked one because the regular one was fairly
too easy.
Well, okay. Well, that's the difference, right? You've got a group of folks that know their stuff. Like, they know it, and they're like, "Okay, yeah, I've done it. And what else can I do? Could I make it harder for me? Right?
Yeah.
And that's a way to do it.
That's like that's like Thule doing the pacifist with no professions, like." You know,
don't get me started on that one. That
just, I know. He's crazy. Yeah. We love him.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how he's doing it. It's just, Anyway, that's crazy. All right. And the last quickly one is, don't Olive ask what class would be the worst for doing the Iron Man challenge?
Okay. Right off the bat, I go warrior. But we, a warrior. But warrior. We already have a max level warrior in the chat room right now. So I would now say mage.
Oh, yeah.
Mage. Because they can't heal themselves. Okay. Right. And that's a key thing.
Have to have a glyph to get the pet, or?
I don't know.
No, you can still, I'm pretty sure you still get the pet, but the glyphs do different stuff. Yeah. Have we got, what's our highest mage on?
Just go on the stats. We should see.
Iron. It shows 85.
So that was back in Cataclysm. I don't think we have that now.
Chain, no. But they're stretching. How can he have chains that stretch? So. Oh, sorry.
Doing it live.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Are you leveling your bloodthirsty?
I'm leveling my this is my warrior Iron Man tune. But I'm out there where you have to fight those three people. I know that doesn't make much sense. Enduritar on the coast. I don't know if that makes sense. But they're chained, and I'm backed up because, you know, they were hitting me, and the chain stretched. Never mind. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, Pat. Okay. Oh, well. Interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe it's frustrating. Yeah.
Have a pet, I don't think. So have fun with that. Mage. Okay.
Seems to be consensus on that. Okay.
I think we're at the end of our show.
We are.
Okay. So Ferris says there's no pet anymore for mages. So no pets for sure. Yep. Yeah. So our next show will be next week, Saturday, April the 30th. That's 7 p.m. Eastern, which is Sunday, May the 1st, 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Time. Mm-hmm. And that is also 1 a.m. Central European Time. And we will have with us next week the first person to hit level 100 in Warlords. He's also the first person to hit level 100 on a petless hunter.
Oh,
he's
wow.
Also the first person to hit level 100 on a warrior. We will be joined by Lysan. Dude, you can add your name to the list of things I butcher. So sorry, buddy, but he will be here. It's going to be a good one. He's got a lot of info. So,
awesome.
Yeah. So brilliant. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, and thanks again for what you do. And I love my challenge tunes.
Oh, that's good. Well, do you want to let everyone know where they can find you and get in contact with you, please?
Find me. We broadcast every Saturday at 4. Control Alt Wow. You can write me at controlaltwow@gmail.com. That's CTRLALTWOW. And you can find our podcast, Control Alt Wow, on iTunes.
Yes. Excellent. And on Twitter, which
Aprilian or Control Alt Wow.
Yes.
Or Aprilian on Triller, though. All right.
Awesome. Thank you. All right. Now, for us, the WoW Challenges website is at wowchallenges.com. You can contact the show by email, which is podcast@wowchallenges.com. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/wowchallenges, and you can check out the show on youtube.com/wowchallenges1. That is the number one. And remember, come catch us live at twitch.tv/wowchallenges. Sorry, Kobe, I don't know if you can hear it. Kobe's barking. Yeah. Probably the cat's next door. And I'm like going, can you please be quiet? But I'm trying to read this. Doing it live. It's pet
That's
friend,
how it goes.
Pet friendly podcasting here, people. Discord.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry, Discord, there is links on the site, and the Patreon has a link on the site as well,
Bob,
guys.
I swear to God, dude. Okay, let's stay here. Okay, so you can find me. He decided to come back over. I'd rather him be here than licking my feet. You can find me on Twitter at WowChallenges. And maybe the Richter scale on May 1st or May 8th. We're not sure yet, but I think we're going to resurrect that thing on Sunday nights at 10 o'clock Eastern. I think you can find it at TRS Podcast on Twitter. It's been a while. You can go search for Richter. Right, Bob? You can find Richter.
That's right. Find Richter and you'll
find
it.
Like, whatever. That's probably the easiest. Like, whatever.
Awesome. All right. And if you want to find me, you can find me on Twitter. I'm at Leta. Well, that's LEETAWOW. And you can listen to more of me on Behind the Avatar and Geektopia podcast. So we have to say thank you once again for our intro, because it's awesome. That was done by Mark Conan, and we love it. It's very, very fun. And you can contact Mark Conan on Twitter at Mark Conan Wow, and he also at Torrent Think Tank, where he is with Jules as they run that one. And that's it. I think we've done a show, guys.
That's it. Okay, all right.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right. Now, let's see if this will actually work, and it'll play my outro at the time it says we're supposed to play it, instead of me sitting here, which is right now. Yeah. See you later.
Bye, everybody.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Leta. Copyright 2016 WoWChallenges.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.